Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
I thought we were safe after the BS. I didn't realise there was a B coming up as well. I mean, I eased off after the BS. I thought, well, we're clear. She won't. Oh, there's a B. Okay. We had to do a dump in the middle of the first song of the first hour. Just as I'm desperately trying to cling onto my sanity and my career, I go and play a sweary song. Unbelievable!
Wow!
And that's how you mix out of a song there, is when you, it gets a bit tricky, you just play that. Wow. And you're there. Hey, Catherine.
Yeah.
Where were you Friday?
Really drunk.
Yeah. You missed a great show. Anyway, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You know, skin of our teeth. Skin of our teeth. You can call in about almost anything. Several things. First things first. No spoilers, but I went and saw Shazam today. It's a masterpiece. Me and my boys, I said, well, that's the best film I've seen in a couple of years. My youngest said it's the best film he'd ever seen. We all came out, we all gave it 10 out of 10. That makes 30 out of 30. It is the first DC superhero film. Oh, I'm Ian Lee. That's Catherine Boyle typing away in the background, being hip. It's the first DC superhero film that is brilliant, that is actually worth seeing. It's funny, it's moving, the actors are incredible. It's a spoiler alert. There's not a spoiler, right? It's one of those films you've got to stick around to after the credits, right? But I will say, I never thought I would laugh so hard Father Christmas dropping the F-bomb. I mean, it was funny. And my boys went, oh, as they always do when there's a swear in a film, oh, there it goes. And they said that quite a few times. It's a little bit sweary. The F-bomb is bleeped, in case you're thinking of taking children. It's a funny film. Here's the thing. I don't know any of the actors in it. I vaguely recognise the bad guy. Didn't recognise any of the kids. Didn't recognise the guy that plays grown-up Shazam. But he was great at playing a 14-year-old kid in a man's body. How old are you, son? I'm basically 15. He was so good at it. He was so good. Such a good movie. I'm not going to say any more about it because I don't want to give spoilers, but I want to discuss it with people that aren't just my kids, although we were totally taking it apart. Such a good film. Laughs, pathos. I don't know what that means, but it's, you know.
Sad and emotional moments, touching moments.
Oh, no, there's none of that.
Oh.
I retract the pathos. No, there was plenty of that. It was good. It was good. And it wasn't too long. The battle at the end, all right, I could have shaved 5 minutes off. But it was great. Beautifully done. Just full of these wonderful, one-liners. I mean, anyway, I'm not going to say. It's a really good film. That's my recommendation to you tonight, dear listener. Go and see Shazam. And we went and saw it, the Odeon in Maidenhead.
Oh, yeah.
Which is where we went and saw it. That bizarrely, they've chosen the Easter holidays to do massive refurb work. So like all the screens were closed apart from one. But what they're doing, good for them, they're taking out all the seats and putting in recliner seats in all of them. And so we sat in these seats. I think, oh, these are nice, comfortable seats. Oh, hang on, there's a button. And I'm lying down.
Oh, there's a mechanism.
And the boys looked at me and I went, I don't think yours do it, boys. It's only mine. And they said, oh, no, let's swap. And then we found the buttons and we're all just like, for the whole advert. Oh, it was great. It was great. And then after that, we... 03444991000, by the way. We on the way, it was in Maidenhead, so I'm kind of naming where this place is, I suppose.
Well, you're exactly naming it.
Well, I'm exactly naming it. We drove past a mini golf, right? The boys love mini golf. Right? I hate mini golf. I like the idea of mini golf.
How soon into it did you get bored?
The hole two.
Yeah.
Because I always go third, and by that point they don't care. And they also cheat. Uh-huh. And I said, guys, can we have no cheating today? Now, of course, no cheating means if their first shot is bad, they can take it again several times. Uh-huh. If the ball goes off the thing, they can just put it back wherever they want. If the ball is moving, they can stop it with their foot or their clubs and then push it forwards a little bit. I still beat them.
Mini golf is still a sore subject in my family. I'm 42 this year.
Oh, and gosh, happy birthday.
A mini golf game that happened when I was 14 has still left a very bitter taste in my mother's mouth.
Oh, wow. Why? Did she get hit with a ball?
No, she was the only one who was playing it properly, apparently. Oh. Don't get us started. If you ever meet her, just don't mention
mini golf. Let me play with your mum, because I have that vibe as well. Every holiday, it's awful. Play by the rules.
She's still really annoyed about it.
Well, today is the first time I played properly and I beat them.
Yeah.
I beat them because I thought, well, I'm not going to do the dad thing then. I'm going to play, and I destroyed them. But it was very small mini golf. I mean, it was mini golf.
Yeah.
It was 9 holes, but we got to play it twice. To make it up to 18. But even the course was tiny. The lady was, you know, I saw her tell another kid off. It wasn't crazy golf, it was mini golf.
Oh, don't confuse the two.
Well,
no.
But there was like just rocks. All there were rocks, and the kid got told off for standing on a rock. A rock was 8 inches high.
Wow.
And a kid got told off for standing on a rock.
Was there no windmill that you had to negotiate
sales of? There's none of that. There was a good bit where you had to get the ball in like the stream, and the stream carried it down and then put it out. I don't think you were meant to, but we interpreted the hole as you've got to get it in that, and then the stream would carry it down and fut it out. Fut. I said fut for everybody, for all the journalists listening tonight. I said fut. And it was kind of packed, so there was a lot of, you know, waiting for the next, which is fine. I don't mind that. I'm more than happy to wait. But the people behind me weren't quite so happy to wait. But I'm happy to wait. You know, I'm not going to play. It was not a great mini golf experience.
But it took up, what, an hour of your time?
40 minutes.
40
17
minutes.
Quid.
Oh, my.
40 minutes. Wow. 17 quid for 40 minutes. How much would you pay for 40 minutes of your... The kids loved it, man. The kids loved it. What am I going to do? Deprive them the pleasure? Well, 17 quid is a lot of money these days. And as who sang Money's Too Tight to Mention?
Simply Red, isn't it?
Was it?
Oh, money.
What was their first hit?
Was it If You Don't Know Me By Now?
Nope. I don't think it was. No,
Money's Too Tight to Mention?
I thought there was one before Money's Too Tight to Mention. I thought there was one before it.
Mm.
I'll tell you who I miss.
I had a Simply Red album once on the cassette.
Stars?
No, okay. New Flame. I didn't like Stars.
I like the song Stars. I think it's a great song. I'm going to fall from the stars.
I didn't like For Your Babies. That got on my nerves.
No, I didn't like that. I mean, I'll tell you who I miss a lot, actually.
Martin McCutcheon.
Hey, we've got Noel Sullivan from here, formerly of Hearsay. I mean, that's 20 years ago. He's done loads of stuff. He's coming in tomorrow night.
Good.
Oh, he's coming in. Can't wait. Cannot wait. We're going to have a good old chat. No, I miss the River City people.
Oh,
When are they going to do a follow-up to their excellent cover version of whichever of the Mamas and Papas songs it was they did?
It was California Dreaming, because I won it at a kind of pre-karaoke... A pre-karaoke party.
Okay.
Before karaoke had been brought to this country, I think.
Yes.
We had a school disco, and the DJ decided he was going to give prizes for people to sing along.
Okay.
And I won the River City People California Dreaming.
Oh, that's incredible scenes.
On the single.
I tell you what I got sent
this
week.
I don't think you wanted it anymore.
Thank you to my friend Val at Demon Records for sending me this, right? He sent it to me because I got a little record label, got Marnie stuff out. Yes, got the Frank Sidebottom, Chris Seavey soundtrack out. Almost sold out, guys. We've almost broke even on it. And I sent him a couple of the Frank Sidebottom records, and he said, well, have a look at our thing. If there's anything you fancy, let us know and we'll send it as a thing. But I was like, all right, fine. So I had a little look. And I said, well, look, I'm really tempted by the Belinda Carlisle Greatest Hits.
Ooh.
Really tempted by that. I said, and I will happily take that Belinda Carlisle Greatest Hits. But I notice you also have a 13-disc box set. Now, you may think me asking for this 13-disc box set is outrageous. Catherine, stay there. We're going to come to you in a second. Is outrageous?
I'm here.
No, there's another one.
There can't be another one.
Yeah. You may think me asking for a 13-disc box set is outrageous and ridiculous. If so, absolutely fine. Don't send it to me. I will happily take the best of Belinda Carlisle. Well, today, dear listener, I got a huge package. Huge package. It's a 13. It's like vinyl size, but they're CDs. I'm going to bring it in tomorrow. It's amazing. 13-disc box set of Debbie Gibson.
Did she do 13 discs?
This is the thing. I suspect at least three of those discs are going to be remixes.
Because I've got a greatest hits and it's got like 12 songs on it.
Here's the thing, right? The first two albums, Electric Youth and Out of the Blue, great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. What was the one that? Oh, the one with the whistle in him. Shake your love. I just can't shake your love. So anyway, those two songs are great. I've got 13 albums of that.
Of those
stuff.
Songs.
Yes. Yes, man. I'll bring them in tomorrow so you can see my Debbie Gibson collection.
Woo.
Is bigger than yours.
What a treat.
Here's the fun thing, though, guys. We finally have the membership cards, some plastic wallets, and we've not taken it out of the box yet.
So we don't know if it works.
We have it work. It came from Amazon. We have a laminator.
I think we should do a couple just to check.
We have a laminator. So if you want a membership card, dear listener, there's only 100 of them. It's 250, I ordered late. 0344.
Flipping out these.
499. Classy cards. 03, very classy. Burgundy with a gold inlay. 0344. The very finest that Vistaprint could offer at their cheapest price. 0344. Don't dial all those 0344s. I just gave a lot. So the phone number starts here.
Now.
0344 499 1000. Membership cards are plenty. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee, on air and off the leash on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Let's go to, it just says the London area.
It's none of your business.
It's Catherine in the London area. Good evening, Catherine in the London area.
Good evening, Ian. Hello, Catherine.
Hiya.
Can we ask? I don't want the street. I remember once I asked someone, so where exactly are you? And they said number 42.
Oh.
And they gave the address. So don't do that. Where roughly? You sound North London.
I'm actually in Bushey in Hertfordshire.
Oh. Well, that's not really London.
It's a London area compared to Manchester.
It's a Bushey area. Okay. All right, Catherine. Well, you're live on Talk Radio, home of the hits. What would you like to say this evening?
Right, a couple of things. I mean, I've spoken to you before a couple of times. I'm the lady with the...
You're not very well, are you?
No, I've got
How's it going? You've got cancer, I remember now. Yes, how's it going?
Yeah, fine. I'm fine. Yeah, a bit of a rough day today, but yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, good, good.
First thing is I don't know how you feel. I know religion and everything is not your bag. But
oh, we're going straight. 20 minutes past 10 on a Monday night, we're going into religion. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I just wondered about your feelings on the devastation on Notre Dame.
Well, I don't think you have to be religious, do you, to watch it? And in it's horrific.
Yeah.
Kath, I know, has stronger connections with France than I do. She speaks the lingo, parlez-vous franglais.
But
it's horrific.
Yeah,
isn't
really
it,
sad.
Kath? Go on. You've been there. I've been there a long time ago. But
I used to live in Paris, and it was one of the... I remember taking my parents out to eat somewhere on the very rare occasions I got to take anyone out to eat because I was so poor there. And it was beautiful. It was a really beautiful evening, and Notre Dame is was a spectacular place. And I know they're really proud of it and justified. So 1200 years of history.
Yeah. Is it? I don't know much because I saw it as I was coming in. It's horrendous, right? Is it the hunchback? The hunchback that's done it?
We
know that for sure. Have we seen him? Has he got out? Were the bells pissing him off? Is it Esmeralda? What's happening? What's happening with the hunchback?
Spoiler alert, with the hunchback, didn't end well for him.
Hey.
So.
No, that's right. I thought it was devastation from a historical building's point of view, and it was somewhere on my bucket list to go.
We should take a bucket filled with water and chuck it at it.
I knew you were going to say that.
Ah, come on! I'm not up to full strength. I'm doing my best.
Also, I wanted to say that Friday night's show was absolutely fantastic.
Gosh,
I mean, it was so good.
Wow.
It was really good.
I don't know if you heard all of it.
It was Friday night, I'm sure it was. Will Storr you heard on?
Oh, no, Will Storr was... you might have heard him on Saturday as part of the best of, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, we had Will Storr on... Was it Monday or Tuesday,
yeah,
I think?
Yeah, I think it was...
Oh.
So it might have been part of the best of that went out on Saturday.
Well, it was wonderful.
He's good, isn't he, Will? He's
absolutely
good value for money.
I've just ordered all his books.
Oh, start with Versus the Supernatural, because that, for me, is my favourite.
Well, it will probably be mine, because I used to have a paranormal group, so I'm really interested in reading anything about it.
Catherine, read it, enjoy it, let us know how you get on. Now, thank you for that. Now, people want membership cards. June has texted us. June says, how can I get a membership card when there is no one around to answer my phone when you call me back? I'm blind. Well, hang on, June. Now, you sent a text. Also, I'm not sure I want blind people having membership cards. That's a joke. That's satire. Of course I do. June, so if I were to ring this number now, June, we're going to communicate via the medium of text. If I were to ring this number now, June, could you answer? There's no one around to answer my phone when you call me back. I'm blind. I don't quite understand. June, I don't quite understand. To send us another text, and then we'll just call you. Right. We've got one line free. By the way, Amy, this is probably going to be the busiest night of your life. Busiest night of your life. Because we're going to get these chances of smelt something for free. So they want freebies. But you're also going to have to do more work as well as answering the phone. It's Amy you speak to when you answer the phone. So please, please, for the love of all that is holy, be polite. Catherine,
yeah.
As producer of the show, tell Amy what her extra duties are tonight.
Write down people's addresses, please. And their numbers of membership.
Okay, could you say it in a friendly manner? I know you're old school. I know you're old school BBC, but we don't.
I
have
said
to.
Please.
Oh wow! Would you mind, Amy? If you wouldn't mind,
Would you mind doing your job?
Wow! I'm sorry. I'm not with her. Thank you. Right, we've got one line free. 0344 4. That line has just gone, so I'm not going to give out the number. Catherine, pick a line between 1 and 10.
3.
Okay. Good evening, Taslima.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening. What can I do for you this evening?
I would like a membership card.
Here we go. Now, here's the thing, right? Let me get the laminator out of the box. We haven't done this yet.
Okay.
Did I pronounce your name right, Taslima?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Is it? Well, you say that's brilliant. Is it right?
Yes, it's correct.
I hate that thing, right? When someone's got a name that I haven't said before, and you say it, and you go, did I get that right? They go, yeah, that you can say that. I said, well, now, how do you say it? Well, you can say this or this. No. It's your name. Tell me how you say it. Oh, I don't mind this or that. You must prefer one. You can't... You must have one... I'm not having a go at you, Taslima. You must have one way of saying it.
Yeah.
Yourself.
Yeah.
It really hates me, people who... Anyway.
It hates you. By the way, for the pendants listening, 800 years of history.
Sorry?
Notre Dame.
OK, thank you. What did I say?
I said 12.
Okay, because it's 1200 when it was built.
Something around there.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. So we got
1135.
Now here's what we've here's what I've just decided. Right, Catherine and I are going to get numbers 1 and 2. We don't know which yet.
Ip, dip, do.
But I think what we do is for you guys, the punters. Mm-hmm. We're going to start at number 10. That gives us 8 special membership cards, Catherine, to award to...
As we see fit.
Well, to bribes. We award them to bribes, okay. Is what I'm saying. So we're going to start, you're going to have number 10.
Okay.
That's the highest a player... that's the highest a listener can get. I'm just taking the...
How are we spelling Taslima again, Plez?
T-A-S-L-I-M-A.
Hang on. T-A-F?
S.
Yes.
F for Freddie.
S. S for sugar.
S. You say F like an F. You say S like an F.
Okay, it's F.
It sounds like we're having a really sweary conversation. You say S like an F, man. You say S like an F. Right, have you got a plug near you?
No.
Well, that...
You've not got a row of them over there?
Yeah, but it's not...
All right, number 10.
Hang on a minute. All right, what's this extension like? Ah, I've got an extension. Because I want you to do the laminating. Because I always get the impression, Catherine, you're kind of more... You come from more working stock. Right. So, what we do... So, you're number 10. This is going to be some show tonight, guys. This is it. If I see any... I'm on eBay regularly, right?
Uh-huh.
If I see any of these on eBay...
Well, they'll have your names on for a start.
Well, yeah. And technically, there's not really a lot I can do about it. But I'm going to be fuming.
Mm.
I'm going to be fuming. Right.
Okay.
So, we're going to sign... So I've got a sign. Catherine has signed the back. I'm signing the back. My signature is much cooler.
Don't smudge it.
I'm not smudging it. Right. You're going to put
Let me
this...
give it a little...
Right, can you...
I don't know how this works. Have you got some instructions?
No, I've got... Right, I've got some laminating wallet. Trust me, guys. This will... We're going to...
Is it hot?
No, it's not hot. This is going to be a lot quicker. It's taken us 10 minutes to do one... But I promise this is going to be the slowest one. Once we get to... We've got 10 lines.
Is it supposed to smell like burning?
No, is it? Right, so here's the plastic wallet. Oh, jeez, everything...
Why is this so complicated?
Hang on a minute. Right, we're going to go to a break and then we're going to come back. It's getting on my nerves already. Go.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. The Independent Republic of Mike Graham on Talk Radio.
Blasted rhetoric from the Banana Republic for people who think capital punishment isn't going nearly far enough.
Join me, the Reverend Mike Graham. Revolutionary, rebellious, rebuilt, rebranded.
Dangerous mid-morning debate with the great dictator.
The Independent Republic of Mike Graham.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Very, very exciting. The first membership card is being laminated to Slim. It's taken a long old time. Here it comes. Here, no, don't pull it. Just let it come out on its own natural rhythm. Very slow action. This laminator cost me 14 quid, so it's a good one. There you go. Is that done?
Yeah.
Hey, that look.
Is that proper?
It's a bit pony. Oh, no, it's not done. It's not
done. Does it need to warm up?
No. Is it on?
It says red. It's buzzing.
Right,
give it
try
in again.
It didn't laminate. Right, this is a disaster.
Okay, we might need to warm up. This is cheaper. Why didn't you buy a more expensive
one? It's a 15 quid one, mate. It's a good one.
No.
Let's read the instructions carefully. Set up. Operate the machine on the flat surface.
Yes.
It's the right microns. Oh, all the laminators are going. All he knows about is microns. Yeah. These are good microns we've got here. So you've got the laminating pouch is sealed along one side.
Yep, it's in. Sealed side first.
Open the pouch and place the paper to be laminated centrally inside the pouch as close to the sealed edge as possible. Sure, there's an equal edge. Do not touch the top of them. Don't pull it!
I'm not touching it!
You're about to pull it!
Shh! You need to calm down, mate.
When the machine has reached...
Yeah, it's getting hotter. It needs going through again. No, don't.
What? The machine has not reached... It takes 3 to 5 minutes.
All right, well, it's...
No, don't do it.
It's gone in.
To laminate... I'm so sorry, Teslima. I'm tempted.
Okay.
I'm tempted not to send you one. Hang on a minute. We've never even spoken to you before.
Yes.
Is the correct answer.
Cheeky mess. Just phoned up and grabbed the most valuable, apart from 1 to 9, the most valuable... membership card. We've never spoken to her.
Yeah, there it goes, beauty.
Whoa, that looks wicked, doesn't
Proper.
It? Right. So you've got to wait. When the green ready light comes on.
Oh.
Is it on?
No.
All right, fine. All right, Teslima. Well, so what we're going to do is we're going to pass you back to Amy, who's regretting signing up for this, unless you've got something you want to say.
Grazie mille.
Oh.
What's that?
Prego.
Whoa. No. Time out. Inglese. Inglese. Inglese.
Non parli italiano.
Hey, stop it. No.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. No foreign on this show. Not because I'm a race. I mean, foreign people are kind of welcome. It's not because only because contractually I have
now
to.
It's ready.
Don't put it through
Go
again.
On, one more.
No foreign language, please. Please.
Perché?
Right, you stop that. Perky. Right, I understood that, actually. Right, Teslima, I'm going to pass you back to Amy. She's going to take your details.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Yes, now you're right to thank us.
I liked her. She's cheeky.
I didn't like her. I never heard of her. Never called the show before. She gets the number 10 card.
Check
Please
out.
Don't keep laminating.
It's beautiful. I love the action.
Very satisfying. Yeah. Me and Mackenzie Crook once did a gig in Birmingham and we found a laminator in the dressing room and we just kept laminating everything. It is so... Isn't it satisfying?
Yeah, let's do another one.
So satisfying.
Should
Look
we do
at
ours?
That. No, because we've got people. Right, pick a number
is
between...
smelling of burning now. Though?
Okay. Pick a number between 1 and 10.
7.
Okay.
Smelling of burning.
Hang on a minute. Okay, 7, did you say?
Yeah.
Really interesting. The person who just sent me that Facebook message, can you let me know? Can I share that on the radio without mentioning your name? Because that's a really interesting story. 7. Hey, Get your drums out, get your drums out. Have a little bash on the drum. His name is Paul and he plays the drums in an orchestra. So he plays limp drums. It's rhythmic
limp drums.
Paul. Limp drums. Well, you don't play like proper drums.
Timps.
Timps. He's got the timps.
Timps.
The PG timps.
Definitely not limp.
Well, I mean, come on, man. It's you versus John Bonham. Who's going to win?
I bet Paul's got more staying power.
Well, John Bonham did die.
True,
John Bonham is dead, actually. So that is a very spot on.
Rhythmic Paul has to go constantly, hard for about an hour.
Longer than an hour.
Well, there you go.
Well, I've made a vow not to talk about sex or innuendo on the show anymore.
Leave it there then.
Okay. Well, no, you go for it. You go for your life.
He bashes away for over an hour.
Very firmly. My 9-year-old today, at the end of the mini golf, I said, "Guys, have you got your balls?" And he grabbed his crotch and went, "I've got mine."
Oh,
yes!
God. Oh, my God.
Who's that?
We.
Right. Right, Paul, what do you want? Paul, sorry? Paul, you're breaking up. Paul, your signal's breaking. Are you on a mobile?
I am on a mobile.
Okay, try again. What was it you wanted? Paul? Paul, he's breaking up. Try again. He's breaking up. You heard that, Catherine. This guy's breaking up.
I can hear something.
Paul, just try it one more time, buddy.
Right. I'm delighted to be making your acquaintance.
Yes. Okay.
And I would...
Yeah, okay. Paul, stay there. We're going to come to you in a minute. Just if you could just lean out of a window. Forget 7. We'll go back to Paul in a minute. Number between 1 and 10, please, Catherine. Not 7. We'll go back to him in a minute.
2.
It's Fake Sheila. Good evening, Fake Sheila.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to get through. I can't believe it.
Well, you get through pretty much every time you phone up. It's a phone-in show where we get... Be quiet. All 10 lines are taken up with people with freeloaders. Be quiet. All 10 lines are taken up with freeloaders and scumbags.
Yeah.
And Sheila's one of them. Sheila, what was it you would like?
No, I'm not a freeloader.
Hello?
Okay, can I... Oh, no, please don't cut me off, please.
I'm not cutting you off. Who's cutting you off?
Don't say that my signal's cutting out, please, because all weekend I've been worrying because I thought the show might not be on. I love the show. It means loads to me. And I've had a crappy old week. And every time I have a crappy day, I love listening to you guys. And I just want you to
best.
Know that you really make everything better. So I'm being
best.
Like creepy.
It's
smelly,
the best show. All right. You want number 11. You want number 11.
That's what I wanted.
Now, guys, this is... Let me just take you back to 1997 when radio stations would give away, like, James Bond VHS box sets. This is exactly the kind of person... Sorry?
What's that arrow, that random arrow there for?
No, it's not an arrow. It's where...
What's number 11? That's all I wanted, number 11. And when you...
It says up. Please, why is she talking?
She's excited.
I don't know why they've done that line there. That was not part of the design. Okay. It looks good. It looks trendy.
Does it?
This when people were giving away James Bond VHS box sets, this is exactly the kind of person that radio producers would hunt for.
Yeah, the screamer.
And they're not allowed to anymore. They're not allowed to. So I just have to say to Ofcom, this is not a fix. This is she's genuinely this batty.
I just want number 11. That's all I want, please. It's my lucky number.
Are you Sheila with a GH or an H? Or just
no, I'm the very boring one. Sheila.
Well, because of course it can be.
Oh, bugger off.
No. What have you written?
I don't mind.
Sheila.
Yeah, so you spell it?
Yes, fake. I fake, Sheila?
Hang on, have you spelt it?
Sheila.
No, it's S H.
No, E I.
No, it's, we haven't got enough. You haven't got enough.
Yeah, we've got loads.
No, we haven't.
Come on.
If there are mistakes on there, there are mistakes on... She's fake, Sheila, anyway.
Yeah, I've put
Can
fake.
Be fake. I'd like to be
I've fake.
Fake
okay.
Fake.
Well, you've got a very special rare one. You've got a misprint.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's
Sorry.
Catherine's fault. Any misprints?
As long as I get number 11, that's all I wanted. Honestly, I was thinking, what time do I phone up to get 11? I was trying to time
Why
it.
Why do you want number 11 so much,
What's
you
so
weirdo?
Special about 11?
It's my lucky number. It's just my lucky number. And I've been worrying about it all weekend. Like, do I phone up at the start of the show? Do I wait? Like, where are you going to... I'm so sad. I really have been.
Well, not as sad as us. We're going to get 3 hours out of this rubbish. I think Paul, we're going to come to you in a minute. I think Paul's fixed his...
Do you want to have a go on this? Because it's very satisfying.
I can't have 12. Oh,
no, we've got 11, but your name is spelt wrong. Paul, are you back?
I'm here.
We've got you, Paul. Okay. You can never tell with Paul if he's sounding doer or not.
Oh, he's just very calm and smooth.
Very calm and smooth. Here's the thing, guys. We can't... I mean, we could. We've done worse. We've done lighter... We can't, though, just have 3 hours of people phoning up, us going, you're number 15, you're number 36. Paul was very disapproving then, like a headmaster. So what we need to do is somehow we need to introduce... we need to introduce content.
Oh.
Well, can you do Paul's?
I'm doing it. Give me my pen back. Honestly. Can't have a posh pen round here, Paul.
You're a spod, and you should like this.
I love this.
Well, then show it. Tell your face. Tell your voice.
Shh.
This is great.
I've
this
got
is
to spell
innovative.
Rhythmic now, so shush.
All these people. Listen to these whingers. Right, listen to these whingers.
Jealous.
Listen to this. Hi, Ian and Kath. These people are too lazy to phone in. We've got Sheila, we've got Paul, we've got David, we've got Ollie, we've got good people. Listen to this. Hi, Ian and Kath. I'm really wanting to ring up for a membership card like I did Friday. All right.
But
I'm in hospital and the other patients are asleep. Could you pretty please hold one for me until I'm home and able to call?
Listen.
No worries if not.
Those guys
love,
are already ill, so you might as well wake them
up. Excited to see you both in Manchester. Love, Chelsea. No, mate. No, mate. No, mate. Here we go. Am I able to get a membership card if anxiety prevents me from being able to call? No, mate. No, mate. No, mate. No. The blind lady. No, mate. No, mate. No, mate. No. These are for the people who would walk over hot coals for them.
Or ring up.
Hot coals. Or ring up. Have you done Paul's card?
Yeah, what number are we doing, Paul?
He's number 12. No, no, no. He's number 12.
All right.
13, please.
No, why?
Because I think that everyone should call Shazam Shazam.
12. He's being a knob. He's being a knob. Why that?
I don't know. I just get extreme delight out of calling it Shazam instead of Shazam.
You're a very silly person.
I am winding me up. This is.
I don't know if we want him to be a member.
Well, he is.
Oh.
He is a member. I think you know what I mean by that.
Peanuts.
Hurry up. You're taking too
All
long
right,
with
don't,
it. It should just be,
don't smudge
we've
it, though.
Got, listen. This is the thing. We have got to speed up. It's 20 to 11. We've done three.
Shush.
We've got 100 of these.
Yeah, it's scribbling.
You're the one that's slowing down the... Get them going. Laminate that one. Get the next one striped up.
I want to get it nice.
Right. So we need content. So everyone that comes on now needs to tell us an interesting fact. There we go. That's content. Phone us up with an interesting fact.
Or an interesting fiction.
No. Sheila and Paul, we've done yours.
Thank you.
And James is right. You can, if you work hard, you can drag out this membership card thing all week. Good work, James. You're absolutely spot on. Right. So, Sheila, you're going to go and speak to Amy. She's going to take your address. Now, are you going to give your address or the address of the next door neighbour that you break into?
Hey, do you know what? He's gone to Australia.
Yeah, for good, probably.
For a month. No, so I could go in any time I wanted if I wanted.
Well, no. Also, I know for a fact that your best friend is living in there.
He's just moved in.
Yeah,
just moved in.
There you go. All right. Well, yep. Stay there. Give your address. Give an address to Amy. Okay.
Okay, I will do. Oh, no, it'll be my address. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Paul, you stay there because Amy's going to take your address as well.
Okay.
All right.
Cheer.
Honestly, guess what he wants, and then the charm is switched off.
Can you have a word with him, please? That is disrespectful.
Paul.
And the four agreements, the fifth one should be, don't act like a miserable git when you've got something for free. Smile and say thank you. Paul, we're going to get this out ASAP. ASAP.
Which means that sometime this week when I can be bothered.
ASAFP.
Oh,
0344.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to give out the number because the switchboard is full. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Not touch the top of the machine during use as it will get very hot and take approximately 3 to 4 hours to cool down. It's going in the back of your car,
no,
mate.
No, let's
not
leave
having it
here.
No, because someone will nick it.
Well, it would be too hot to nick.
It's the great giveaway.
We can stash it somewhere.
Right, let's get Catherine has called back in. We don't normally allow double bubble, but Catherine has called in for double bubble. Catherine, you would like a card, would you?
I would love a card, yes.
What, What?
And if you, I mean, I can give you an interesting fact if you want one.
Yeah, we do want one, actually. Yes, well done. Thank you. I've forgotten that was what we were asking for. But yes, we'd like an interesting fact, please.
Okay. When I had my paranormal group, we did an overnight stay in a hunting lodge, one of King Henry's hunting lodges. And we weren't told what any of the rooms were. We were just allocated. Mine was right at the top. And there was a Gothic-shaped window. And because it was a huge climb and it was really vertical.
Well, they're supposed to be interesting facts.
It is. Wait for it.
Well, wait about an hour, it feels like.
No! I sat on the window and got this feeling being pushed. And when the investigation was over and we were told what the rooms were, that was the room where they used to execute prisoners by pushing them out the window.
Wah!
So that's an interesting thing.
Well, I don't know if it's either interesting or a fact.
Well, it rambled. No, it is. It's both.
It was a meandering fiction. Right.
Catherine, how are you spelling your name?
The old-fashioned way.
Which
K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
Oh, the slightly...
Hang on, you just cut off the end.
Insipid way.
The important bit.
Sorry?
E-R-I-N-E.
Yeah.
Like me.
Well, how do you think
beautiful.
You spell it? Well, otherwise...
Because there's Catherine,
R-Y-N-T-H... Wagwan, did you say?
There's R-Y-N.
Yeah.
No, there's not.
There is.
No, there's not. Yeah.
There is Catherine.
Yeah.
We're Catherine.
No, there's no Catherine.
We're originals.
Yep, we are.
Originals.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know the name Lorraine wasn't invented until 1958, I think it was. Maybe it's 68, 1968. Did you know that, Catherine?
No,
is
that a fact?
That's an interesting fact.
I mean, it's balls,
right.
But...
Please.
You're number 13.
Unlucky for some.
Am I?
Oh.
Yes. Fantastic.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Oh, she's into, like, black
she's
magic and voodoo, isn't it?
Yeah, that.
A little bit.
Yay!
Little bit. And she's bonkers as well. Catherine, stay on the line. So sorry, Amy. We'll buy you a drink. I mean, like, a coffee. I mean, I'll buy you a coffee. I'm not actually going to buy it. Catherine will. This Catherine on the phone. If you can take her details, thank you. Catherine. It's being laminated now.
Look at that. Look at that action. Can you smell that?
Oh, that's the machine, is it? I thought it was you. Between 1 and 10, please, Catherine.
5.
Okay. Hey. To get one of these membership cards, if that's what you've called in for, mysterious... What am I smelling?
It's burnt.
Oh, yeah. Mysterious caller number 5. You have to tell us an interesting fact. That's you, Barry.
Oh, hello, Ian. Hello, Kaz.
Hello, Barry.
Here we go.
Like to request a membership card.
Yes. We need an interesting fact from you.
Well, the interesting fact... possibility, because I'm in the twilight of my life.
Oh, flipping heck, man!
I know. And so the interesting side of this is that on my demise, which I wouldn't think would be too long away, I could bequest this to my grandchildren. It could become a family heirloom. Ooh. And it could possibly appear on a future Antiques Roadshow.
Do you know what? He's not wrong. He's not wrong. I would say this is more Flog It material than Antiques Roadshow. Or what's that one with Damon Grant from Brookside? Buff it up and sell it again.
Yes.
It could be on that. Buff it up and sell it again.
I would say this is going to be one of those heirlooms that they go, really, Grandad, you shouldn't have. Couldn't you leave it to my brother?
Here we go. Here we go. Double N here on text.
I've not put a number. Oh, it's got no number.
Oh, Barry's got a lucky one. Barry. Yours is numberless, my friend.
Oh, I'm happy with that.
Barry walks amongst us like a ghost, like the undead. Barry is we're of us, but not of us. He stalks this universe like the twilight of life and dawn itself. This man is immortal and a god. Barry has the only, so far, membership card that has nay number on it, Barry. You must be very, very lucky.
I am very, very lucky and very proud, and I shall take it into the ether with me.
You certainly should, Barry. Stay there. You're going to speak to Amy when you have a moment. Amy, I know we're running you ragged. Double N here. My good friend, drummer, 1985, has just had severe mouth surgery. She cannot call up. She is desperate for a card. We are both coming to Manchester. Will you please make an exception as you're both gods?
No, mate!
No, mate!
No, mate!
Got to phone up, guys. What is this, charity? What are you doing, charity here, guys? 0344-499-1000. Here we go. Now, this is something we might do. Ernest, get your... Okay. Ernest says, hi, guys. I live across the road from your studio. Trying to call, but the switchboard is full. Can I just pop over and get a card?
Hello, there's no one living across the road from our studio.
Ernest, I'll tell you what. It's 10:51. If we get a phone call from downstairs by 5 minutes past 11 saying there is someone called Ernest downstairs who wants a membership card, you can have a membership card. If we get a call 6 minutes past 11 or later, you don't get a membership card. How's about that? Ernest, your time starts now. We'll do other stuff while we're waiting. We're not just going to...
I'm not going to write it until I hear that phone.
No, your time starts. So Ernest, right, so Barry's got one. Ernest, you need to make up Ernest's, because Ernest, it could be like a ghost one if it doesn't happen.
How's he spelling Ernest? Ernest or Ernest?
There's only one way to spell Ernest. I can see it. Ernest. Right, pick a line between 1 and 10.
1.
Fave. It's not Faitoza from Steps, is it?
No, unfortunately not, no.
Oh, okay, all right,
it's a tragedy.
Fine.
Almost.
Huh? Mm. Sorry?
Yeah.
Okay. Almost.
Almost. Well,
how can
you almost
all be almost someone? I'm intrigued. I suppose if you're a twin.
Well, it's a dual personality thing.
It could be, I suppose. Could be.
Are you a Faye with an E while I'm doing the admin?
Yeah, Faye with an E.
Right, well, hang on a minute. Before she gets one, we need an interesting fact from her. Don't jump the gun.
You were open to blackmail a moment ago.
Yes.
So I can offer you a game of golf, real golf, not like poxy going around fun golf, if you want.
Well, where?
London, which is probably a bit far.
But there's no golf in London. What are you talking about?
There's a golf course just outside London that I work at. I can get you a game of golf there.
Not the one in Muswell Hill?
No, north, more north.
Right.
On the M11.
No, thank you.
Oh.
Okay.
Good day. I don't want a game of golf. I don't want a game of golf.
Well, that was the first thing she was going to offer. You could have waited for the next thing. Get her back.
All right, hang on a minute. I'll get her back. Hang on a minute.
Also, I nearly spoiled the card then, right?
No, you've got to be. You got to be a little bit careful. So we're going to go there, Faye, and we're going to. All right, I'll call her back. All right, let's get her back. Okay.
This is clever because she won't be expecting it. Yeah.
Sign. All these are hand signed.
Hello.
Good evening. This is... I'm an Irish man from Ireland. And I was wondering if you'd like to buy some Irish food.
What you got offering?
I got some Irish pies.
Only joking. Okay. It's Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle from the Late Night Alternative. Kath thinks I was a little bit harsh and that you may have had a better second offer.
A better second offer?
Hello?
Yeah, he wasn't into the golf.
Is that... Hello, who's
I thought you were into the golf.
Who was that person who answered the phone?
Me.
Who were you whispering to?
Herself.
We've got a right one. Hello?
Hello?
I'm an Irish man. Right, Faye, so you're on the radio again.
Tell us a story,
for God's
sake.
Us a fact. Tell us a fact.
A fact? I can't think of it off my head. I feel a real muppet now on the radio.
We're gonna have to let you go, Faye. Bye bye. I'm very sorry. We can't just give these out.
Yeah.
We can't. Ernest, you've got 11 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. 15 seconds to get here and grab one. Let's try this one very quickly. Good evening, David.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm very well, David. We haven't got much time. Do you want one of these bloody cards?
Oh yes, please.
What do you want to say?
What you want a fact?
Oh yes. Don't sound so surprised. Yes, I want a fact.
The electric chair was invented by a dentist.
He's right.
He's good.
He's right. He's absolutely right. How do you know that?
Well, you said you wanted an interesting fact, so I put interesting fact into Google.
Beautiful.
And that came up.
He's a studious man.
Helkenstein says, "Hi, Kath, Ian. I would call in to request a membership card, but I've completely forgotten how to speak English. Can you send me one, please?"
No, mate.
David, I love your fact. It's what's great about it is, have you done his card?
Yeah, it's number 15.
Okay, you're number 15. Really, we've done five. We haven't. We've done six. What I like about that is it's interesting. Is slightly morbid. Everyone likes morbid stuff. But also it's about dentistry, which I think is overlooked. What was the out time, Amy? 56.30? I've cleared the screen 57. Somehow. Sorry?
57.30.
15. 57.15. Yep. Right, David, you're going to get David's details, Amy. We're going to squeeze one more of these. We're going to go to Lucy. Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Is that Lucy?
It is, yes, hello.
Would you like a membership card that I'm signing now?
I would absolutely love one, yes, please. Okay.
Tell us something good, then.
So it is considered rude for people to blow their nose in Japan. Sniffing is far more preferable.
They do that. When I was learning Japanese, I had this tiny little Japanese woman come round, and one day she had a cold, and for the whole hour, sniffing all her stuff back in. It's disgusting. And also, small talk is considered rude in Japan.
I've heard that. I've been in lifts with Japanese people and it's been very uncomfortable.
Well, I've had lunches with Japanese friends. And, Lucy, you're not spelling your name in a silly way, are you?
I'm not what, sorry?
Spelling your name in a silly way.
I
like you, okay, Lucy. Stay there. Give your details to Amy. We're going to give away more of these and I'm going to find a way to make it a little bit more interesting. This is the late night alternative. Is Amy there? Oh, she's there! Oh, God, I couldn't see you. We're going to go to the news. Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Got to stop the music because with seconds to spare, if you lift this up, young man, introduce yourselves to the boys and girls.
Hello, I am Ernest.
Now, here's the thing. We've just said, as you've been frisked by security, by the way, in this day and age, everybody needs to, you just don't know. Now, have you got any identification on you to prove that you're Ernest? Because this could just be some freeloader who's just like listening. Yeah. Going,
meanwhile, Ernest is outside.
It tied up in the boot of a car.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. I kind of have a confession to make. My name isn't really Ernest.
And this is where we die. We thought last week's show were tense. You wait now. This is, we're going to get murdered live on the air. Hover over that dump button and the emergency tape, Amy.
I'm afraid it's a fake Twitter name. My real name is actually Nikki. Oh, but I am the Ernest that tweeted you.
Jesus.
I can prove that with my
Ian.
This just screws up.
Well, I'm sorry, you're Ernest number 14.
Well hang on, I'm tempted not to give it to him now.
Come on, I've rushed all this way.
He ran, but
he's not who he... I'll just give it to him.
Thank you so
Congratulations,
much.
Congratulations, number 14. Use it wisely.
Now, what do you think? How do you think this is going to change your life, Ernest? You're a young man. You're a slim man. You're a good-looking guy. Oh, so you've got a lot going for you at the moment. How does this improve things even more?
Well, it definitely means I'm going to have to find more space in my wallet.
Yes.
He's right. It takes up a lot of space.
That's one big change in my life.
Maybe take out some photographs of some loved ones.
It's 125 microns. I know that won't mean a lot to you guys.
It means everything to him.
A lot of laminating.
I actually do laminating at work, so that speaks to me.
Well, It's not the highest. It's the most... And this is a top-of-the-range machine. You'll recognise it. 15 quid this cost me.
It's a fire hazard.
Top-of-the-range machine. The desk is melting slightly. OK, anything else that this is going to do before... Because we are going to kick you out now.
Well,
Nikki.
I think this is a testament to me being your closest listener, I would argue.
I tell you what. I've got a special gift for you.
Go on.
Are there some headies down there? Put some headphones on. Because you put those on. If you follow that cable, there's a little knob that will do the volume.
Because people that work in radio are deaf.
Who, out of all the callers that phone up the show, who would you like to speak to the most?
Oh.
Alan Caddick, he's here.
Okay. Hello.
Alan, say hello to Nikki Ernest.
Hi, Nikki Ernest.
Hi, Alan, how are you?
Not bad, thank you. I've got an interesting fact because I want a membership card.
Okay, I'll translate. He's got an interesting fact because he wants a membership card.
Thank you.
Go on then, Alan, let's have it.
At Ainsley Race Course, Beecher's book was named after Captain Martin Beecher, who fell in the book in 1839.
Okay, and the interesting fact?
That was an interesting fact.
Wow, our definitions of interesting are slightly different. What number are we up to, Catherine?
That's number 17.
Now, I think we have to ask Nikki Ernest whether he thinks that was worthy of a membership card or not. Nikki Ernest, any?
I find Alan's horse racing facts absolutely spectacular.
Wow. And here's the thing, he sounds like he's being sarcastic, but he looks genuine.
Genuine, yeah.
Wow, wicked.
That anyone can keep that amount of information in their head just astounds me, especially... Yeah.
Well, he's jettisoned quite a lot of important stuff.
Yes, yeah. like how to wash.
And I got some news on me mum.
Oh, how's your mum?
Well, she had some faulty equipment.
I don't know if you should be telling us about that.
The new inhaler was faulty.
Oh, the inhaler. I thought you meant... OK. All right. So have they fixed... Did she survive the weekend?
Well, they gave her a little blue one to keep her going till they can get a new one to her.
OK, wow. All right, Alan. Well, listen, you stay on the line. You're going to speak to Amy. She's going to take your address. But please, please don't read anything into that. She's got no interest in you whatsoever.
I know.
Thank you. Nikki Ernest, it's lovely to see you again. I'm going to ask you to leave the building, and we're gonna slow clap you as you walk out. Is that all right?
Oh, thank you so much. That'll be lovely. Thanks, guys.
Yes, mate.
See you later.
Off you go.
Thanks for the call.
Try not to lie about your name next time.
It's necessary.
No, it's not.
Cheers, bye.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.